Moonraker by Ian Fleming. The following material appears on the book's back cover. Flamboyant, red-cropped hair, florid skin, eyes blazing with hate, this is the face of Hugo Drax, the mystery man behind Moonraker, the stranger who came out of nowhere to build England the deadliest weapon devised by a human brain. Is he a national hero, or the most diabolical fiend the world has ever known? Secret agent James Bond must discover which, before the zero hour, less than 4 days away, when Moonraker will be finished and ready for use. Warning, this is an Ian Fleming special, an explosive combination of danger, sex, suspense, chills and thrills, handled with loving care by the master of murder. 1. Monday. Chapter 1. Secret Paperwork. The 2.38s roared simultaneously. The walls of the underground room took the crash of sound and battered it to and fro between them until there was silence. James Bond watched the smoke being sucked from each end of the room towards the central Ventaxia fan. The memory in his right hand of how he had drawn and fired with one sweep from the left made him confident. He broke the chamber sideways out of the Colt Detective Special and waited, his gun pointing at the floor, while the instructor walked the 20 yards towards him through the half-light of the gallery. Bond saw that the instructor was grinning. "I don't believe it," he said. "I got you that time." The inspector came up with him.
"I'm in hospital, but you're dead, sir," he said.
In one hand he held the silhouette target of the upper body of a man. In the other, a Polaroid film, postcard size. He handed this to Bond, and they turned to...